Blog Talk Radio.
Got a barbecue and more from Wednesday night. And, you know, we're here in Florida at Perry, which used to be the big invitational, Jack Invitational Open and Backyard. And this year it is just a regular FBA contest. And who needs Talladega or NASCAR when you've got barbecue? And right now I'm kind of, Daryl is, it's not that he's not working, because we all know that he's a hardworking guy, and he's actually getting ready to film the second round of the Battle at Barbecue Junction, which we have here in Florida, that is hosted by and sponsored by Big Papa's Country Kitchen. And so they're getting ready to do one of the semifinals here, and so Daryl is tied up. It's not that he's not working and promoting barbecue, but he is over here. So as I'm gathering around the fire, I'm getting over here, and I'm going to grab Audrey Evans. I hate to interrupt you guys. Well, let me take her away for a second. So I'm here with Audrey Evans from Barbecue Times. And let me I'm going to put this on speakerphone so we can hear you now.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Audrey, tell us what's going on with you at Barbecue Times.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a crazy, crazy week. I have the Christmas special section that we did this year that's full of greetings from all the teams and different businesses and supporters of barbecue all over. And that's a special 12-page section that we did inside this month's edition. And everything got in the mail this afternoon, so everybody should get those. And actually, kind of as a little Christmas bonus, anybody that has expired in 2013, I know that sounds weird, but anybody that may have forgotten to pay or hadn't paid or whatever, you will see a Barbecue Times in your mailbox.
Oh,
this,
nice.
This weekend. Basically, I cut on everybody, like I said, that expired in 2013. So we sent out a lot more copies today, and I hope everybody that gets it is just absolutely loves the section because it's been a lot of hard work. But, you know, other than that, the paper has grown, and we're expanding in a lot of areas. It's really got a lot of added coverage that, you know, if you haven't checked it out, go to our website, and you can sign up for a free 3-month subscription there at www.bqtimes.com. It'll send you 3 months, and then after that, you'll get a letter from me that says, you know, your subscription is going to expire on the 25th of this month. You can resubscribe by sending the $15 back to me, or you can do it online and, you know, keep you going. But the paper has really grown, and it's got a lot of great things in it. I think it's stuff that people seem to enjoy. So if you hadn't ever seen it, check it out. If you've got it coming in the mail, you've got a treat coming for you.
All right. Well, super. Thank you so much. For
thank you so much for letting me speak with you.
All right. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
before.
You're good. You're good.
So I'm getting over here, and I'm going to pick up with Jim Elder. And, oh, look, it's Terry McKay. Terry McKay is custom graphics, also
Gator Smoke, and more importantly.
Yeah, well, this weekend most importantly. But Terry's a guy, if you want your trailer wrapped, your car wrapped, he's the man to see. Any kind of graphics, logos, banners, trophies, you do it all, right?
Stickers. He does a good job.
All right.
He does
yeah,
a great
you
job.
You do
a great,
great
job.
Job. I know.
Thank you.
What are you going to make a bet on?
You make a bet here and drop a train on something
first. Oh, these guys are pressuring. Okay, so we're here with Jim Elder and his son, and they are in the tight race in the state of Florida for Team of the Year. So what do you got for me? Anything?
I'm speechless. I don't know. I'm
so glad we had this time.
Well, no, it's like, you know, I'm going to do my thing.
I know.
I'm not going to change anything up. I'm just going to do my thing. Hopefully the barbecue god at the right table and, you know, hopefully at the end of the day, it'll be good. It's going to be exciting, you know.
It is going to be exciting.
You know, we got
you're with how many points all together?
Three of the top three, 3 points.
Yeah, that's
Matt Barber, Hawa Chula,
Hawa
Sushi.
One judge could change everything.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. You know, he's 2 points behind us, and Dana's been on fire. He's slowly creeping up, and he's like 3 points behind. So.
Yeah, and actually, we have a new judging class going on tonight, so there is a potential, and not to really ruin your freaking night, but there is a potential to get brand new judges.
It is. There's a lot of luck.
Yeah.
You got to hit the right table. You know, you got to hit the right table.
Any given Sunday.
That's true.
Or Saturday.
That's true.
What are you wearing in this carpet? It's cold here in Florida, by the way, folks. So there's butts up to the Gator Smoke fire pit, and I'm afraid Terry's going to actually set himself fire.
Yeah, it got a little cool last night. I think you got down about like 36, which is way too cold for
us
in Florida.
That is traumatizing for the folks in Florida. Now, who's the foot in Brussels?
Damon Willie.
Willie. Okay, well, it smells good. And oh, there's Robin with Winks, and I'm actually heading over. I have an appointment to visit with the boys from Max Daddy, so I'm going to zip over there. Winks Barbecue is here. Say hi, Robin.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi,
it is going to be a good night. Lots of things to come. Thank you, Jim, for giving us what you got, buddy.
Hey, don't
go ahead. Okay, just go away. I know. You guys suck sometimes. Okay, so we're getting ready to go between the two teams that are battling tonight. And we've got Lane Smokers here, which is Corey and Brad. And then they're going up against Rub. And, oh, Rub's got a little, he's got a little private thing going on here. But before I leave to go visit with some teams, I've got Daryl here. So, Daryl, say hey.
We got a rematch of Barbecue Pit Masters this weekend right now, live on Barbecue Superstars. You got Corey that was with Sugar's Barbecue.
Yeah.
You got Swamp Boys on the other side. So, rematch of Barbecue Pit Masters. Tune in right now, BarbecueSuperstars.com.
That's right, because he is live stream. Like I said, Daryl isn't slacking. I'm just picking up the pace for him because he's filming. So if you go live stream right now on Barbecue Superstars, you can actually watch the battle at Barbecue Junction. And I'm actually, this is very dark here, I'm actually headed to another section of this competition. We're in a state park here, and it's pretty good size. But before I meet with the next team, I have to actually slip by to see the organizers. And if you're a competitor, it's one thing if you're one of the boys, literally. Because if you're a gal out here competing, oh, wait, you don't want to use portalettes, especially in a state park where there's no lights at night. So I have to go by to see if they're going to unlock the bathrooms that they had unlocked last year. And I told this lady, now see, only people that go to competitions can appreciate that. The rest of you are going, what is she talking about? But trust me, portalettes are not a good thing if you're a gal in the middle of the night. And I'm going to be up all night with my knee because I'm competing tomorrow. So I'm looking. I'm at the organizer's tent right now. I told this lady, she's new. I told her I was going to hunt her down and ask her on air if they were going to. Oh, here's Dawn. Hey, Dawn. We're live on Barbecue Superstar with Friday Night Live. And so I want to know, are the bathrooms going to be open?
Which one?
The ones over there, are they going to be open tonight?
At the state park?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're
actually
locked.
I'll call and find out what's going on.
They were going to check with you. And there's no light. So I appreciate it. At that bathroom. Because her and I went over there. Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
But you just told the whole internet world.
There we go.
See, I told you. You can come to Dawn with the fairy competition and find out just about anything and know that she's going to take care of it. The cool thing here is Southern Blues and Barbecue is what they call it. And they have bands all night long. I think they go till about 11:30, 12. And then tomorrow they start at 10 a.m. And, of course, we have our turn-in time starting at 11. Today we had a sauce contest, and it was regular, spicy, as well as mustard. And so I checked on it because I competed in all three. There were 42 competitors this year, which is a lot because last year they only had 30 entries. So 42 is pretty substantial. And I don't know if we were talking earlier with Jim. They do have a judges class this evening, and the judges class gets out at 9 o'clock. And potentially there will be new judges. Now, oh, wait, that's a dog. I don't want to just, oh, that's a big dog. it's very dark. So I'm headed over to speak with Matt Daddy. And unfortunately, this puff is very spread out. So the teams come from pretty much all areas here. It's cloudy here. Like we said, it's supposed to be up to 50 tonight, but it's already colder than 50 here. And in Florida, we're a little traumatized by those kinds of temperatures. So I'm just trying not to fall before I get there. And the boys are going to be over at their campsite. And then from there, we'll just stop by and see what some other people are doing and see what they've got going on. There's 48 competitors here this weekend, and it should be a good one. I mean, you've got some of the top guys from all around. I'm going to cut through here. I'm sorry. Okay, so we're getting ready. We're approaching the Matt Daddy trailer. Hello, boys.
Hello.
I have to go a mile away. So we're here with the boys from Mac Daddy. Ooh, is that something I shouldn't see?
No, you can see it.
You can see it.
Is it bleach?
No.
Oh, what do you see? Oh, that looks beautiful. Oh, that looks really beautiful. Is that a ragu?
Yeah.
Okay, you can always tell a ragu. So are you getting that from Cisco, or are you ordering it from Cisco?
We are ordering that from a place somewhere in the garden, actually. We won't go somewhere in the garden, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
By the case.
Really?
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you, so you only cook one brisket because you should only need to cook one of those.
Yes.
And I'm going to say you, what, had about an 18 or 17 pound?
Yep, 17 and a half pound brisket.
I know my meat.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're right on the money.
I was an ad teacher. So, okay, so we're here with Mac Daddy Barbecue. So introduce yourself.
I'm Matt Wolfer.
Joe Nasca.
I'm Matthew Wolfer.
Okay. Oh, so you're the son.
Yep.
And see, so is the team really named for you, Matt Daddy?
Kind of. When we first started the team, first competition, we took up the name. The kids picked the name, and then I called Joe and said, I'm signed up. Do you want to give me a hand or what?
Is that how you guys got started again?
Yeah.
See, it's always funny to hear how everybody did that. Now, you've been at a lot of the, I'm talking to the young ones, you've been to a lot of the competitions, haven't you?
It's actually my second competition.
So you started from start to finish. He's been there on cook day, but now we've started taking him with us before cook day.
Oh, because you were in Jacksonville, weren't you?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
That was the first one.
Okay, okay. And then your wife or the rest of the family show up on Saturday, right? Because
yes.
You always seem to have a little busy group going.
Yes.
Now, these guys, it's sad. They only have cinder blocks for steps up into their doors. And they about sent me on my ass in Jacksonville. And I was so nice to stop by and say hello. And after I nearly killed myself, I left. But you guys have an interesting trailer here. Did you guys design it? Did you buy it? How did this come up?
We found it on Craigslist. It was actually built by Stump.
Oh, that's right. I heard you say.
Yes, it was built by Stump. The guy that had it only used maybe a handful of times.
So this was originally a Stump competition trailer. He set it up, and there was a...
Yep.
Did you buy the cooker with this?
Well, there was two cookers came with it. We wound up selling them. There were two Stumps that came with it. One of them was smaller. We sold them and bought the ball back there.
Oh, the ball.
Yep.
Okay. So they have a 223... Stumps, and they still use that. And then they have this little vault. Now, come tell me about the vault, because I'm going to re-ask you what I asked you earlier, only because I'm not familiar with this so much. I've seen them. I just don't know. Now, who makes that?
Pitmaker. They're out of Houston,
Texas.
Oh, that's
right. Okay.
And they've got a charcoal basket underneath, and it's actually kind of a reverse flow inside. So the charcoal heats up down here. There's a separation.
Right.
The heat comes out of the backside here, and actually the stack down
sides
here.
Oh.
So they can draw all the way down to the bottom
before
the smoke comes out.
Okay. Well, I know there's several guys that have them. I just never really looked at them.
Yeah.
And now there's a basket down there, but I originally thought it was a maze because
right.
It's kind of set up like one of the spice lines or something like that.
Yes.
But you guys kind of design it set up.
You can
like
set
it
up as a maze.
Oh, okay. I see
we
usually
do a big L.
And they like lump charcoal, so we're looking at lump charcoal right now. Okay.
And we usually put our wood hunk right on this side and let them just smolder from the heat.
Okay, and then does that drop into a pan on the bottom?
There's it just drops onto the floor on the bottom here. They do make an ash pan.
Oh.
We don't have the ash pan, but really it's not a whole lot of leftover. When this is done, it'll be maybe two cups or
three. Yeah, I know. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you're not on right now.
No.
Can we look inside?
Sure.
So, okay, so you have as much room as my assassin. How much does this weigh?
About 1,000 pounds. It's about 69.75.
You know,
animals.
Okay, so I have one of the new assassins, the big one. As a matter of fact, I got the first one. And that's how my racks are set up, and I'm at 800 pounds.
Yeah,
and
heavy.
And it's just, they're brutal. So you guys have pretty small wheels on that for what you're doing. You put wood in here, or?
No, we usually will, we can get it, two of us can get it over the threshold.
Wow.
We're movers by trade.
Yes,
so.
We are movers by trade, so we can do it over the threshold.
No crap, man, if you're moving that. Really?
That's the biggest the only downfall would be how heavy it is.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was chatting with a couple other people today, and we were talking about weights of things, and a couple of the judges, because I also judge, stopped by and said, you need that big cooker on your tailgate, you move that by yourself, and most of the time I do, but I got hung up.
Yeah.
I got hung up today in the wheel or in the track, and I had to go get a couple guys to help me get it out of there because that comes over on you, and, oh, wait, you're dead.
You can sometimes take the big wheel around, spin it out here, and bring the big wheel across first.
Oh, you have one of the big wheels?
Yeah, this side is bigger than the other side. But,
okay. Oh, I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
This is nice also for kids. You can hold 10 full steam cans in here.
Yeah, that's
through a shelf, which is great.
That's what I liked about the Assassin. And actually, when I said it with my guy, and this is a standard size for this.
Yeah, they do make one smaller thing, and we have one.
Oh, do you?
Same thing. It's just not down, almost half.
But it's one pan for that.
One pan per shelf.
Yeah, and see, that was the big thing with my Assassin. I wanted it to be able to put two pans per shelf. Because catering, that makes a big difference.
That's a huge difference
on the amount of meat you can put in there.
You double your capacity with some of the dumps are just a little bit shy of two pans.
And that's the only design deal, because I have the 223, which they have also, and it's just a little shy in that middle rack where the thermometer is. You can bend your fan, or it goes through it, and if you've got something covered, because like I do my, like tonight, what time are you guys for this stuff on?
Tonight, probably
better
10 or 11.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, so you slept real well, then.
I was just about 40.
And do you start yours out at the top, on the top shelf?
No, the top shelf is the hottest part of this smoker.
Oh, okay.
We'll start about down below. So on the stick, we'll be about 240-ish, but down here, we probably are more about 225 down below. 225? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of sherry.
That's what I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to beat the smell of that, and I see you're using forest lumps as your lump charcoal.
Yep.
And we were chatting earlier about the fact that the thing with a gravity fed, you guys like to use the lump charcoal.
Yeah.
And you're not, you know, that's one of the downfalls for you guys with the stump. I'm a blue bag.
That works good.
Yeah, it works perfect.
Yep.
I mean, I've never had a bridge on any of mine, and I have two other stumps. But, yeah, the wood for the lump, I'm afraid to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be used in a different. The forest has a really good flavor. It's got a great aroma.
It's clean.
It's
very clean.
It smells, it's got a distinct aroma, just good.
Yeah. You know, I use it in my barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use it in the barrel, and when I'm cooking on the pit, I have a little pit barrel, and I'll actually use it almost like a grill. I'll put the pork lumps at the bottom of it, and then it gets stuck at the surface. Yeah, so, I mean, you're grilling sausages or whatever.
It's efficient. You know, it burns hot. You just take that basket right there. For all, we may have to add a little bit to it. It'll be hot tomorrow.
Oh, so you you don't even have 5 pounds in there, do you?
We have about 8 pounds.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because it goes back just a little bit further, and then it hooks up to the left.
Oh, you said you've got it in there.
A 10-pound bag, and we didn't put quite all of it in there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We didn't start cracking top 10 until we started using it. Yeah, we started using the fourth month. That's kind of why we're using it. As soon as we started using
that was your good luck thing.
Started cracking.
Isn't that funny?
We had a third place whiskey call first time we tried it.
Yeah, down in Naples, right?
It was in Fort Myers.
Fort Myers.
Yeah,
okay.
Naples. We got a first place rib with it.
Oh, I knew you guys got called on something. Because I was behind you in the rib. That was a good rib weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the ribs came out beautiful that weekend. So what do you guys have planned for the rest of the year? What contest you got? Well,
probably,
at the end of the year.
At the start of the year, we're going to probably try to hit Fort Pierce we're looking at. We're on a waiting list for Winter Haven. So other than that, we're out of Mineola, which is right by Fermont.
Right.
So we're going to do Pickle the Pond, Berries, Plain Trains of Barbecue, and this year we did, I think, 8 competitions this year, which is the most we've ever done. We've only done, this is our 6th one total.
Oh, you've done
so 3 years, so.
Okay. So we might have started around the same time.
Yeah.
This is actually my third full year with this, because this was where my first thing. But, yeah, this is my I'm just starting my first year. Yeah, it's my Terry's my anniversary contest.
Very playing trains and barbecue stuff. That's our very, very first.
Really, that's a great contest. I haven't been there to compete or judge because it's out of time where my catering is out of control.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Now, you guys said you're movers in
yes.
Neola. Okay, so for people that aren't in Florida, that is literally, you guys are in the central part of the state. You're in a great location for all those central Florida contests, which there's tons.
And we're within about 3 hours almost anywhere in Florida.
Yeah, you guys
except
are.
Except for extreme south or panhandle camping.
Yeah, well.
So pretty good. It's a great location for that because further way south, not just our trip up to here, but down in Naples, but think about Alberta.
Well, and I'm from Fort Myers, but going to that Naples contest, and I'm outside of Ocala, it just went on forever. Plus, I haven't been back home in a long time, so things have changed, but oh my God, was it hot?
Yeah.
And there wasn't a tree inside. It was just brutal. Yeah.
When you get to Fort Myers, you got about another 40 miles.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're almost there, but you're not.
Yeah, and it's a great location, but I actually ended up, because you guys left, didn't you? You didn't stay Saturday night?
No, we left Saturday night.
Well, I had
to
make pink drinks and decided to stay with the boys. It was Halloween, so we went to Dana Druggist around. He showed us this beautiful building down there. Did you go to a school?
Yes.
Okay, so beautiful location for that. What other schools have you guys been to?
We did two competitions. We did my mixing class after the first two competitions. We're going to spend the money. We got to at least see what we're supposed to be doing.
When were you guys there?
November of 2010.
Oh, so you went, you went right away when you started.
Yeah, we did two contests. That okay? We were in last, but we were in the bottom five. So,
I was in Grant next to J&J. I don't know if you guys know him. He's a super nice guy. Look out there, John. Anyway, really nice guy. And, you know, him and I BS the entire weekend. We were next to Rub. And I had actually taken Rub's class, and it was funny that my first contest on Rex the Rub, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, Rub, no. Anyway, but he said that he had taken Myron's class, and he's like, if you guys are going to do it, you might as well spend the money and save yourself 4 years of aggravation trying to figure things out. And
it was a great class.
It really does put a learning
curve. It shows everything.
Yeah.
It's the best part. Or you can get thoughts, suggestions, rubs. I mean, everything's laid out, the ingredients. Start to stop. So that was great.
And he has recipes which most of the guys don't do. And even though it may not be what you use, it's a great place to start.
It's a great place. Right there. We did big pop of class last weekend actually.
Oh, okay.
So we're trying to
make any changes? Are you?
A few with brisket, some pork, some chicken. Really the same if they were hit.
Yes.
The last two contests we're not going to change this yet. So we are going to try to see how it goes tomorrow. It'll be the first time switching a few things up, and we may have to fine tune it or, you know, hopefully cross our fingers. We'll figure that out of the park.
Well, and, you know, we talk sometimes we double guess or second guess ourselves. You know, Fun Cook is a great place to try new things.
Yeah.
You know, it sometimes stands out, I'd rather get my butt handed to me in Claremont than paying $300 for a contest.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking, I talked to Lynn Oxley this week in Portland, and she was going to come down and cook a contest, or she wants to cook in Florida, so I said, come on down and cook with me and Angela.
Yeah.
And she was flipped out when she said, well, how much are the contest? I said, well, it's $250 to $300. And they are $175, and it's a $10,000 play out anyway. Yeah, and she's like, oh, I don't want to do, you know, what do you mean it's that much money? And we are used to
it. We're used to it.
Yeah.
In this contest, it's actually a little bit cheaper than here.
Yeah, it is.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons we're always cheaper. And the last one of the year, might as well give it a shot.
Yeah.
Get 200, I mean, $350 back, so.
Is that how much that one was? Because I was judging that.
Yeah,
so,
Jacksonville was $350.
Wow, that's high. I didn't
realize. Well, you know, they basically Thursday night camping, Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night was another $30,
yeah,
which we ended up leaving the trailer park in a hotel, but I left the trailer park in. We're shocked.
Oh, know. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was nice. It was a nice contest.
It was a nice contest.
The
first
thing was great because we didn't run an expensive course. We ran about
Oh, yeah, you were right there.
Yeah, we were right there. So that, and you had sewer hookups. Everything was nice. So we could hook up and just run for water.
Well, and that's the thing about here. This is a great location. Now everybody else goes there because the bathrooms are going to fit. I'm kind of having a little fit about this, which is a problem.
They were open last night when we got here, but today they did close them last night at some point, but I was thinking
they left them open last year.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, I'm a little troubled with it.
Yeah,
I'm going, what are you going to do for me, honey?
Yeah, right?
Because, oh, wait, I don't have one.
Drop a porta potty.
No, there's no light. Don't say drop a porta potty.
Yes, we do.
See, I'm having a serious discussion on the air. I told Daryl, I said, I'm going by and I'm going to make Donnie answer me on the air.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so how's the plan for next year? How many times are you going
to start? I want to hit 8 to 12 next year. Lord willing, we can do it. We're going to try to do it.
And do you have a bucket list? Is there some kind of barbecue?
Yeah, we would love to do Forest Jack, the Royal.
Yeah.
Those are the major. The Royal, I'd like to do both, the Invitational and the other one.
Absolutely.
So we better win the Grand first, so.
Well, a qualifying Grand, too.
Yeah.
And that's, in the state of Florida, we do have quite a few, but
yeah.
Then you've got 17 guys. Yeah, you've got 17 guys.
It's really tough.
Yeah, and
really tough.
People don't realize
the
competition in the state of Florida. And the cool thing, though, as hard as it is and as frustrating as it gets, we have more educators, People don't just come out here and throw crap in a box. They have either been to school or taken classes.
Yeah.
And so, because when I'm judging, you might realize who maybe the first time this person is when you see maybe the trimming on a try. But, for the most part, you get really nice looking boxes and they've got some homework. You don't get started. So, okay. And when you look at the field here this weekend, it's like,
a lot of guys every weekend. We're going up against those guys and we're trying to do it one a month.
Yeah.
Money.
Don't you hate how work is going?
Yeah,
it really is a drag.
Yeah.
It's the way of my playtime, too.
It's expensive, You have to pick your battle for how far to drive, what they spot. Like, they top 10. That's great.
That was great.
If you got a top 10 call, you got a spot.
Yeah.
Bump back,
And, then you go to a contest now. I'll say O'Fallon. I live outside of O'Fallon. Because they let that contest go, and it was supposed to be top 10. I get a 6th and brisket and no cash. I didn't even get a ribbon. You got a ribbon. They didn't pay what they were supposed to pay. And, I hate to trash them because I think overall, the FDA, if they say they're going to do it and they've got a fake contest, they pretty much have to do it.
They try to really make sure they lock the money and that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because of stuff like that.
Which is something I appreciate. I know this is a big payout. What does she have, 20,000 on this contest?
Yeah, there's 10 for the barbecue, and then there's other stuff for the People's Choice.
They're paying out on People's Choice. Normally it's a trophy. I'm happy to get a trophy. So, yeah. Now it's 500, and then the Fox contest.
Yeah.
Did you guys turn in Fox?
We did not do Fox.
Last year I won $100 for I Won Hot, but, there's the three categories, and Dana won the other two, and he got the pink guitar. I wanted the pink guitar.
I did see that down there.
In a shop. Yeah, so that was really good.
That's awesome.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate your time. And again, Nat Daddy out of Mineola, so you'll see them out on the circuit in Florida Barbecue Circuit. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're all, I gotta use the really good step. It's a cinder block. The bad thing is
Now, you know that there's some big boys in the varsity stuff that they could actually hurt the stars.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying. Because, you know, think, yeah. Yeah, okay, so Matt Betty's worried about sugar going on. All right, so I'm going to just look over here and drop my drink off, and I'm going to try and I wish I could show you guys what's going on here. I've got my laser going. I dropped my cup off. I'm going to run over here, and this is dark, so I'm going between places. Oh, let's see. I'm draining water out here. Links to right here, but I know they're not in there, otherwise we'd stop and say hi to them again. I want to try to get over here to, okay. So I'm kind of sneaking in to the team here. We've got, hey guys, we've got, can I come in? I know you're cleaning. Okay, so we've got Mike and Mike with Farter Starters.
Yeah.
What a lovely name. And I have told these guys, we're on Saturday Night Live, or Friday Night Live. I'm doing Daryl's show for him. So we're live on the internet right now. Mike's looking at me like, what are you talking about? So I just came by to chat with you briefly so people can call in and they can listen, or they can listen on the computer. That's what I do, and Mike knows that.
Would you like to look at my thighs?
Yeah, so they're playing with thighs here. You're doing lovely. Are you guys deboning?
We can't tell you.
Okay. It looks like you are.
Are we? Oh, we are.
Okay. Oh, so we won't tell everybody. So, you know, and now I'll just ask you this, and I divide myself up like...
10, 80. How are you? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, that was nice. The two Mikes, they live in Naples. Oh, and as I'm looking around, they cook with a GMG and or Green Mountain Grill. They both have two gin buoys here. And I didn't realize, did we talk about the smoke tubes before?
Do you want to talk about smoke tubes?
Well, the funny thing is, I love mine. One of the big critic things about GMG is the lack of smoke.
Yeah,
and okay. So they have amazing product. Todd Johnson, a super nice guy, he sells these tubes, and you put, do you guys have pellets in yours, or do you have something different? Can I look? Okay. And what flavor do you have? So you're going a little bit stronger. Oh, you're actually cooking with hickory.
Well, no, we're cooking with pellets.
No, but you're cooking with hickory pellets? Okay, so you're using the hickory inside as well as in the tube to reinforce the flavor.
Yeah.
And do you love doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I really think it makes a difference. So if you, for $19, you know, they're cheap, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're cheap. You stick the tube in. Now I use just a little foil. I make a little thing to prop it up. Do you guys do that?
No.
What, do you lay them down flat?
Yeah.
Do you?
Sure, they're well packed.
You're tight?
Yeah.
How do you actually start yours? Because this gets to be funny.
Propane.
You just started with the torch?
The torch vital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I put little Cherno gel on the top of mine.
Oh,
and start it that way. Because some people will soak them in alcohol, the top. Yeah, they'll actually soak the top in alcohol and then like that. But I'm like, that's not working for me. So I took Cherno and put a little right on the top of it.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's a waste of good alcohol.
Oh. So how long have you guys been competing as Farter Starters?
Well, you know, you're going to need a longer show as to how the name got started. But my son and I, we've been together for, 5 years? Time flies. But I lived in Oklahoma. I cooked in Oklahoma.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
With the same team.
Fire start.
A warm breeze on the barbecue scene.
Okay.
But it's really interesting as to how the name got started. But it's a long story.
So he could save it for another day.
Okay.
But
we can do that.
Yeah. But, no, we've, when I cooked barbecue out in Oklahoma, I started out as a chili. But I switched over to barbecue. But I did pretty good out in Oklahoma cooking barbecue. A couple of grams, a couple of reserves.
Oh, nice.
But as soon as I moved down here, I could not find the profile that the judges down here are looking for.
Really?
Yep. And they say what you need to do is you need to become a judge to find out what
Well, want. You know, I'm a proponent of that.
Well, you and I, we judge together. You know, I was a KCBS judge out in Oklahoma. I was an FBA judge down here. As a matter of fact, my son's an FBA judge,
too. Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
And so we're slowly, it's like pistachios. You know how you got to pry the nut open to get to the good stuff? Well, my son and I are slowly coming around, you know, figuring out we're getting more walks.
Yeah, you guys got a call in to semi.
Yep.
Now what about, you didn't compete in Jacksonville, did you?
No.
Yeah. And you were in Kissimmee. That was a great little show, or contest, didn't you think?
I thought it was too far to go from Naples, but here I am there.
Yeah, I know. I was actually surprised when somebody said that there was a little, there's these two little guys over there, and their name's Farter something. They're Farter or Harder. And I go, you mean Farter Starter?
But my son and I, we just came up to see you, Lori.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad you did, because I was, like I said, I was surprised to see you. Now, when is your first contest next year? What do you got scheduled?
What's the first one? Winter Haven?
Oh, the very first one is Edgewater. And then it's Edgewater, then Fort Pierce.
Where's Edgewater?
East Coast.
The Lions.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's that first weekend.
That north, it's around Daytona.
Yeah,
it's north there.
Yeah,
it's in, for you guys, it is, and even for me, because Fort Pierce is actually a long way from Ocala. I mean, it's a haul.
Yeah.
So we were chatting about the Naples contest. I was interviewing Matt Daddy over there, and we were talking about just how blazing hot it was with no trees in Naples. But it's a nice facility, you know.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is. Plus, we didn't have to drive that far.
No, you didn't have to drive far
at all. It was just
home.
Down the road for us.
The funny thing is, I ended up staying, but I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and since I had a five-hour drive, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go. So I get up, I get my vehicle to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they locked all the gates. So here I am driving around, you know, and I'm from Fort Myers, and I used to go to the fair down there, so I know how they have it set up. I couldn't get out of it. Couldn't get out of the gate, and I'm cracking up going, I hope nobody's awake watching me, because Two Crackers took it, and I knew he'd be breaking down. I thought, Tim sees me, I'm never going to hear the end of this. So here I am going all the way around on the outside, trying to get out of that facility, and there was one gate open. Yeah, it was horrible at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'm in my vehicle just packing up like I'm, you know, in my right mind.
But you did it.
This looks like it could be Public Chicken.
It is, you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
He works for Public.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Are you one of the meat guys at Public?
Yeah.
I find there's quite a few guys in barbecue that's been in the meat department at some point.
I've never met anybody else.
Terry McKay was in the meat department. I'm trying to think. There's two other guys on the circuit that are from Public Meat, and I just can't. I'm drawing a blank right now. Actually, there's a lot of guys that Butcher Barbecue, even when they actually they're working in meat departments and supermarkets or their own business.
Oh, Butchers out in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he is a butcher.
He is a butcher by trade. Yeah. I enjoyed chatting with him. He's a pretty interesting guy too. Well, listen, guys. I won't tell everybody what your bosses are here because I'm scanning and looking at the same time. No, I won't tell everybody what they are. But we did get something free today, and we're always happy to get that. Everglades seasoning we got in our packet today, which we'd like to thank Chris Sebring from down in the Sebring area, who is the owner of Everglades Seasoning, for providing that for us.
We use the barbecue rub is great.
Yeah, I'm real happy with it. I've got some too. Jimmy hooks me up with that. So, Jimmy will take care of you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, Mike and Mike, good luck tomorrow, and I'm sure I'll see you guys. They stay up pretty much all night too. But will you be up all night tonight, or because of the cold weather?
No, because we have to finish prepping our meat. That's why we normally.
I know.
It's just normal for us. I mean.
Well, good luck, and I'll probably wait till later.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Happy to be here, Lord.
Thank you, Justin.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
All right. So I'm going to just run over real quick. I know Terry's in here by himself, and this is it. Knock, knock. May I come aboard, Captain? Oh. So we're over at This Is It. Where are you guys from?
Louisiana.
We had gumbo today from This Is It. Yes, it was very good. Thank you so much for sending it my way. Now, you and your lovely wife cook, and you're a welder, like fabricator.
Yeah, we have a welder fabrication company in Winter Garden.
In Winter Garden? Oh, Louisiana.
Yeah, we're going to go to Florida.
Oh, you're just from Louisiana. Oh, I thought you guys lived in Louisiana.
Oh, my heart's still over there. My foot's over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, so when I saw you leaving Kissimmee, you guys were just around the corner.
Right there.
I thought you guys were still back there.
No,
okay.
we stay here now. We still have a house over there in Louisiana with family.
Oh, nice. Okay, I didn't realize.
We kind of back and forth, but we haven't been back in a while, so hopefully we can get back soon.
Now, are you guys, I know that you fabricate anything, and he has a really great little trailer here that if you're around the circuit in Florida, you might want to check out. What's the name of your fabricating company?
Lede Services.
Lede Services?
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Winter Garden?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, now, are you making cookers, too?
We don't make them to sell them. We actually already cook them for myself. And we did this when we built this whole unit on our spare time. And it works pretty good.
Can you put a whole pig in that?
I put two whole.
Okay. What, 100 pounders?
I would say about 100.
80 to 100?
Yeah.
Right, because you're putting them in this
Yeah.
Place? Okay, so back to front.
Well,
this is an interesting looking cooker, guys.
I can do a little hole in here.
Oh!
They got a wall in here.
Oh!
And they got an adjustable baffle where I can smoke on either side or I can get the right heat on either side.
Wow!
And I can do a little hole on this side, too. But
and this
it's more easy in here to do the hole, you know. But, and this one has, it's just opposite. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, how many can you put on this?
About 80. It's got 42 square feet of cooking area.
Oh, wow.
I can do about 80 bucks total.
And so you use that area up there as your storage for
travel? Yeah, throw our hoses on and whatever else. We just buy it, put that, just to dress it up a little bit also.
And so since people can't see what we're talking about, you've got the vault coffin unit. I don't know what to call it. What is but yeah, anyway,
we designed it. It ain't got a name. We never did give it a name.
Yeah.
And we designed it. We built several of them, and we kind of knew what we wanted. It works great for us, and it's doing the job we intended it to do. You know?
So yours is a reverse flow.
I can get a reverse flow. I got shooting plates on the inside where I can get a reverse flow.
Okay.
Or I can, for competition, I put it on fire there, make it all set. And I put tuning plates. I got tuning plates in there, and I also got water pans on each side.
Nice. But what we were talking about is he actually has like a little, I'm going to call it a luggage rack on top.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to call it. It's about 6 inches up and it's got piping around it, but it makes for a good place within this enclosed trailer. And this is an open enclosed trailer,
mm-hmm.
we'll call it. And
well,
it's a good place for storage.
I'll size them up and down.
Yeah.
Or before, so.
Yeah.
It's convenient running down the road, six miles. Out of top speed, I want to pull it. It's probably 50-something hundred pounds for weight.
That's not bad.
Dang.
What is this for?
2,000.
Yeah.
This is more than 2,000 pounds. It's all heavy steel. It's no lightweight steel.
Yeah, this
all
is heavy duty. I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had some time. I didn't realize you guys were living here, so we'll see you at my
Yeah,
time.
Yeah. We're 3 hours away from here, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Winter Garden, we've been there for about 10 years now.
Have you? But well, I haven't seen it many competitions before.
Well, we never really
got out and was hanging out with the FBA too much, you know, but...
Were you doing GBA or something?
2013 was our first year with the FBA.
Okay. Yeah, I ran into his wife, Kelly and Terry, in Pittsburgh. Chatted with a few other teams that did Pittsburgh, and that was a nice...
Yeah, we had a good combo there. That was a nice build. We'll probably do that one again next year.
Yeah.
You did better than us, but
we're supposed to double
we walked
the
a nice place in Fork and Ridge there.
Yeah, yeah.
We did really good there. You know, kind of open our eyes a few things.
Yeah, yeah.
But hopefully, you know, the more we do, the better we're going to get. So.
Well, and Kelly's taking
the
judging
school. So kind of give us an idea of what the judges are looking for. You know, that's one thing that we want to, you know, sure about, but we could give the judges, you know.
Like I told her, though, that today I didn't realize you guys were doing this because ideally you take the class and then you judge because you have to judge to get your
certification.
We always
do things fast,
but you can't judge and cook. So, yeah.
Yeah, we like to cook. I like to cook.
I know.
It's just coming out and have a good time.
Ooh, I love this. He's got a swing down step that folds up and it's metal.
Yeah.
Wow. And it just has a little... Nice.
We wanted some, but it was, the trailer was, it was a tractor trailer, the guy was supposed to put the tractor on it, and they had a bobtail on it, we cut the bobtail off.
Yeah, this is the same trailer as I got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically what we did is just rebought a trailer, I redid a lot of things on it, put new wood on the bottom, and the steps.
So this was the part from the back that...
No, we actually built the steps.
Oh, okay.
Bobtail, we just cut that off there, they had like a ramp.
Yeah,
down,
I cut
know.
Mine off, too.
We cut it off, we built the steps, and we weren't sure what we wanted to do here, but it took a little bit to engineer the steps. We wanted something that would work for us, and this works really
Yeah, good. It looks great. It works great.
The light of plate. And
yeah.
You don't see it, and don't trip all over on the side. But this is the fire box. We got two fire boxes, the same thing on each side.
Oh, nice.
So you can get that, you know, I want to show you that. It's all heavy duty. This is the fire box. That's all 3 points, round ball, all heavy duty, grease, expanded metal.
Yeah, so he's a Kingsford boy like I am, a blue bag, F blue bag, right?
Yeah,
and as I look at it, this is like my last cooker that I could share.
A lot of food.
Yeah, I do too. I know.
Well,
everybody looks at me.
Like tomorrow, mission tag. But I've always cooked like that. Then I'll throw some, this is the one I'm using. I actually brought some wood from orange wood this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I don't use big pieces of wood. I just use
is this orange here, too?
Orange is a little bit further down.
This
they just like be orange.
Nathan.
I got some orange in here, but this is what I use. This one piece of wood. And then I'll throw something else in there, like some paper sticks or something like that, you know. More I'm using orange and red oak. So.
Red oak. Kent Harris, the guy who was one of the judges today doing meat inspection. You know, I actually met him because of wood turning. We both are wood turners.
Uh-huh.
And all my stuff is scrap from rounds from my old sawmill.
Right.
So I'm burning cherry, and I was burning rounds for bowls. And he's like, what are you doing? You know, and I go, well, you know, I don't have time to turn, so I'm burning them. And he could barely take that.
I'm kind of anxious to use some, I want to try some grapevines and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, if you can get California grape, it's really good.
It's hard to get the orange wood here, too.
Well,
all the orange trees, you think they would, but they got a regulation on that stuff, I think.
And you have to watch transporting it in the state. You know, like if you go through the agriculture thing, because you can't transport orange wood through.
So you got to come out your yard, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we'll burn it. It's good wood.
Yeah. Well, it smells great. In the bird business that I was in before, we made grapevine purchase, and they were actually around 5 to 6 inches around, but it was coming from California.
Right.
And what a wonderful wood to burn. I have used all the grape wood because it's very expensive. You know, we were getting sandblasted, but once I sold that business, I had all that wood, and, you know, I'd take little pieces. But what a fragrance that it has. It's really good. And coffee wood.
I like the oak.
And there's plenty of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of oak.
Yep.
You know, especially where I'm at over there in Winnegar. We got one guy cut that wood for his two soap house right there in Winnegar. So
okay.
He saved me a little bit.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. But I'll cut some other yard trees and cut them in little pieces. I don't like to deal with it.
No, I'm with you.
It
makes it easy.
Yeah, it makes it easy.
All right, Terry. Well, this is it. Oh, your water's boiling.
Yeah.
Are you doing dishes?
Well, I wasn't supposed to chip in after stock some more, but I think I'm going to throw it in my dishwasher and just
All right, well, thank you so much for your time. All right, you too. So, I didn't notice. I didn't notice the stairs. That's genius.
Yeah.
It really is.
It took a little while to come up, but
yeah.
That's what we're doing.
And he even has it color coordinated. So the outside trim is gray, which I'm digging this.
Yeah.
And his stairs are gray, and he has some mesh on it that's gray.
He has the heat paint on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Is
it?
Yeah,
it looks great. All right, thank you. So this is it. They're out of, they call themselves the Cajun Cookers. I thought they were in Louisiana, but come to find out they're there in Winter Garden. I'm guessing we'll see more of them on the circuit. So with that, guys, I thought I might make my way back over to Daryl, but I'm not done with my chicken. So we're going to end the show tonight early. I certainly appreciate you all being with me and being patient. Oh, God, I about died right there. Dog. As you can hear, there was a mad dog on the loose. He didn't really want to hear me walking by. So if you want to check out what Daryl is filming tonight, live stream on Barbecue Superstars, they're probably close to being over. They'll have another semifinal, or they'll have the final tomorrow of this semifinal round, and then they'll move forward to the finals in Fort Pierce, I think it's January 10th. But check him out live stream. Appreciate being with me tonight. Anybody that normally listens to Daryl's show, I'll be back with you on Wednesday on BNTL, Barn Goddess BBQ and more. My show starts at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can check me out on Facebook either at Lori Frazee or Barn Goddess BBQ on Facebook, and you can usually find out about, get a link for my show on Wednesday night. Thanks for being with us. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. If you're traveling, good luck to everybody out there on the competition circuit, and feel free to give me a call on my show. I'd love to have anybody call in. Thank you to the guests tonight, and have a safe and happy weekend. Bye now.